Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, I think in my experience in this league, I mean, it's either a carnival after you win or it's a crisis after you lose. It's just the nature of what we do. These guys are professionals. They understand that. We still have a full quarter left of the season. It's no less or more important other than it's the finishing quarter. The worst you can finish is 5-11. The best you can finish is 9-7, and those sound completely different. So, that's in front of you. Obviously, it's a disappointing loss, like all of them. This game's only fun when you win. An old wide world of sports, it used to be the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, and it's what we do for a living. So, these guys are big boys, and they'll get today to look at the tape and look at. There was a lot of good things we did, and then just not enough good things to get the W. Like any loss this year, we'll evaluate it. Mistakes are, you got to admit them, then you fix them and then not let them happen again. So hopefully we take that into the fourth quarter of our season. I think, again, this game's about confidence, especially with a young player, first time going at it at this level. He's a guy that's, not like all players, not been perfect, like all coaches, not been perfect. But you see improvement. He has the ability to continue to grow and get better. And, I think yesterday was a good example, I thought he had one of his better games yesterday. Well, I think, one of the things that I told the team today, not just with Jay, really with the whole football team, we've been a resilient, hard-playing group. We compete for 60 minutes, and sometimes we just got to be better. And as far as our performance. And, those are the things you practice every day. You work at them, regardless of what the position is, because you're competing against, some pretty highly competitive people as well. So, we just try to keep getting better. I really haven't watched him much today. We just, lifted and did some exercises, not on the field stuff. But, I think his leg is healed. Now it's a matter of getting into football shape, where he's kind of been sidelined for some time, and we'll evaluate that, and we have medical people that deal with him every day, and we'll continue to bring the football playing element back into it. And if he's cleared to play football, he'll be out there. If not, he won't.